children and religion. Children and religion. You see, for the vast majority of us, we belong to a certain religion because our parents belong to those religion. Left for us, we would have chosen something entirely different. So two questions I'm asking today. When is the appropriate time to introduce religion to your child? And two, is it still appropriate for parents to choose a religion for their children? Now head on to our social media handles. X is at Nigeria Info PH, formerly Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. Facebook page is Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. On Instagram and Threads at Nigeria Info FM _PH. Now in due time I will roll out the phone line so you can join the conversation live. Okay, you either choose to call us or you choose to send us a message on WhatsApp or Telegram, or you drop your messages on any of our social media platforms. That's how it's going to be, and that's how it has always been. Now, I know you love to listen, but you see, beyond listening is the fact that you can be a part of the conversation by having your voice heard on the subject matter. That conversation will take us up until 1 o'clock. Trending Stories comes up at 1 o'clock, and then the conversation continues, and then we'll round off that one, and then we'll have his story. The final hour, we'll be having a man of many pasts, a transformational agent, a social commentator, an educator, but the conversation is hinged around ideas, how to think, make, and grow ideas in line with the current reality. Saike Chiwogu is our guest. Is everyone capable of birthing ideas? How can ideas be fully harnessed to produce desired results? How would you react to the habit of hoarding ideas by certain individuals? The possibility also of different people with the same idea. What can you do, you know, what can give you an edge over the other person? And what ideas can we begin to think of in line with the current realities? These and more are some of the things we'll look at in the final hour. So, like I will always say, to keep your dial locked on 92.3 Nigeria Info, because we remain your number one station for talk. Without further ado, we dive right into the conversation, children and religion.
Different ideologies
and different perspectives.
Share your views on the sunny side.
The sunny side.
92.3 Nigeria Info.
Let's talk.
Let's talk.
You see, I'm a Christian because the man who raised me, my father, was a Christian. I started attending the churches he attended because those were the churches he would take me to. And not until I became an adult did I decide for myself whether I wanted to continue being a Christian or I wanted to continue attending the churches or the church he had introduced me to. You see, for the vast majority of us, we belong to a certain religion because our parents belong to those religion. I mean, it's only natural that you either follow your parents to their places of worship, and that way you get indoctrinated till maybe years later when you become mature, you become self-aware and want to have a path for yourself. Nearly 86% of the world's population is religious. Oh, you tell me about religion. Including all religions, I must say. Christianity, Islam, the traditionalists, the Buddhists, the other one called now? In numerous countries, religion guards social behavior and plays a significant role in daily life, including for children. You see, the pattern some of you exhibit are made possible because of your level of exposure to some of the teachings from your religion. So some of you are not terrible persons today because your religion said, oh, it's not good to do this and it's not good to do that. If your religion had told you otherwise, I put it to you that you would have acted differently. Some of you hold dear to the Ten Commandments, and you think you're patching your life in accordance with the Ten Commandments. Thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not falsely covet what does not belong to you, thou shalt not do this, the thou shalt not and the thou shalt not, they shall do this and thou shalt do that, has guided your life over the years. And sometimes it may seem like, oh, you go out of line, and then you come back and you set things right. Religion is very important for many societies. In fact, I must say that some rules or laws in certain societies are engrafted in prevalent religious practices. So, some countries still frown at things like same-sex marriage because it is believed to be against the predominant religion. It's not good. You know, they make reference to quotes from their holy books. So religion is very important. But then it also allows children to learn morals and answers questions regarding life and death, relationships between people and their place in the world, and notions of good and evil. The major religions are all based on ideals of wisdom, solidarity, and justice. All this is transmitted to children by either their parents or their family members, the school they attend, and the society at large, so that they may become wise and respectful. But then again, do we continue to choose religion for our children? Because look at their young minds. What do they know? The parents knows best. The guardians know best. They are more mature. They've understood certain things for themselves. But what if some of those things that they think they understand, they are not actually doing the right things? What if also some of those things that they obey blindly? What if some of those things that they know, they only know because their religious leader tell them that it is so? It is not something they have searched out for themselves. It's not them going out to actively seek the correct knowledge. And that is why I ask today on the Sunny Side, when is the appropriate time to introduce religion to your child? Is it still appropriate for parents to choose a religion for their children? Some years ago, it was on, I think it was on a Sunday show I had read a news story about a particular governor forcing a child to become a Muslim. And a lot of people reacted. It was in one of the popular blogs. I had to now check other news platforms to be sure it indeed happened, so it's not something that is fake. And I did see that, oh yes, it happened. And people said, no, the child shouldn't be allowed to choose her own religion. And if anybody has to even decide the religion for the child, it shouldn't be the governor of the state, but the child's parents. So you tell me, is it still appropriate for parents to choose a religion for their children? And when is the appropriate time to introduce religion to your child? Let's talk. 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0003. We have the WhatsApp and Telegram number. It is 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. Remember, we're live on Facebook. Facebook page is Nigeria Info 92.3 PH and X at Nigeria Info PH. And then on Threads and Instagram is at Nigeria Info FM _PH. Your call screeners in standby to take your calls first before passing you on to me in the studio. So when you do call, the first voice you would hear will be that of the call screener. I have Ibiso calling me from Odili Road. Hi Ibiso, welcome to the Sunny Side. Hello Ibiso. Hello?
Hello?
Ibiso, are you still with me?
Yes. Right. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yes, continue your topic. As I am, I'm a father. My son, my children, they will follow me to where I'm worshiping until they are up to that stage of taking decision on their own. But you will not go out ever. Like my parents, they are Anglican. When I get to that stage of thinking what to do, take my decision, I'm a Pentecostal. But it's not that I'm not, I used to go to Anglican, even now. Understand? So it's good for the children, for the parents, to bring them up in the care of the Lord. So if I bring my children in the care of the Lord, we are going to church and they are going to your house. No. So they must follow me to where I'm worshiping. Why am I going to shine with them in shrine? They will follow me till they get to that stage of taking that decision and being on their own before they will, you know, go to their own religion. It's the church where they want to go to, not to go away from the Christian fold. That's my own take.
All right. Thank you so much, Ibiso. Muriel is calling from Okrika. Hi, Muriel. Welcome to the sunny side.
Yeah, Denise, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, thank you, Denise. Look, Denise, I think children do not have choice. Yeah, as long as they are still children, they don't have a choice. They have to follow the path of their parents. Their parents are their guardians. As long as you're taking care of that child, you're standing for that child, you lead the child and the path which you know is right first. Then later, maybe when the child is big enough to stand for themselves, when they're adult, they start going out, they sometimes are independent, they are on their own, then they can begin to compare and contrast different religions. Some of them are even, I've seen some children that came from Christian families that decided to become Muslims, and later they came back to Christianity. So you cannot, when they are adults, especially at the age of 20, in their 20s, maybe they're out of the university, you finish training then. Yes, so some persons say at the age of 18, they are independent. No. At the age of 18, yeah, I think they are still children. So when they can fend for themselves, you know you're through with your education, then that's when they can choose. They can compare other religions and choose what they want. But you can still tell them, I think this is the right path, but it depends on them. Even God that created us did not impose, he did not force us. He said, but I set before you life and death. Choose life. So you tell them what to choose, that this is the path you think is right, but you leave it at their own prerogative. Let them choose. But as children, they don't have a choice. They have to follow you. That's what I think, Denise.
Okay, so you're speaking for all religions now, because let me put this straight to you. It's quite natural that as a Christian parent, you believe that Christianity is the way to go. What about if the child is born into a traditionalist home, or the child is born to an atheist, or the child is born to a Muslim? Would you also share the same view?
Absolutely, Denise.
Okay.
The guardian of the child, the person taking care of the child, should lead the child in the path whom they know. That's why you see that some children, trust me, there are some parents, some adults that are into shrines, they worship shrines, persons come to them to do all those ritual things, ritual killings, and are raising children in those compounds. Just beginning, those children will follow the pattern of their parents initially. But when they go out, they begin to mingle. That's when they begin to know that, no, this part of their parents is wrong. This is a bad part. Let me choose this. But when they are small, when they are children, trust me, they don't have a choice. Where would they run to? They have to fit. They have to go. And that's why I think when mothers are saying, if I buy my pikin this dress, and when I buy my dress, I good and long, she said, no, she wants to wear a short one. I think you don't even know your duty at all role as a parent. As a child, the children don't have a choice for what they, you feed them what you have, you give them what you have, and lead them in the path which you know. That's what I think. Thank you.
All right, thank you so much. Brett from Oginiba, welcome.
Yeah, good afternoon, sister.
Good afternoon.
Yes. For me, as a child, the child has no any moral reason to choose. The parents or guardians have to take him to wherever worship center that he or she choose to worship. And as the lady has rightly said, I quite agree with her, whether the parents are Hindus or an idol worshipper, that is their belief. As a little child, you don't have a choice to follow them on that their belief. Until when it gets to a certain age, like 20 and above, you can make your choice. By then, I believe that you must have rounded up your education. Even if you have not gotten a job, I think you've known what is right and wrong. Yeah, that is why we, the Baptist Church, they don't baptize little child. They don't baptize a child in the a baby in the hand. When you come to dedicate a baby, they don't baptize. They only dedicate. Because at that time, a child has not known what is right or wrong. The child has not gotten to the age of accountability.
Okay.
So when he knows what is good and bad, you can stand for yourself. Because when he gets there, your mother will not stand for you, your father will not stand for you. You will stand for yourself. So there is no moral reason for any father or mother to choose any religion. You can only suggest when the child has reached at the age of accountability, you can only suggest for the child that I feel this religion that you were brought up is better. But if the child chooses another one, you don't have any other reason to get angry at all.
Well, I must tell you that the beginning of conflict in some families is centered around the child going from the usual. Some children have come back to tell them it's not even just about religion, that you left the church that we have been attending since you were born to start attending another church. What? That you are going to belong to another religion? Are you mad? You know, it's a serious cause for conflict.
Right. The child has the right of worship. The child has that right to choose wherever he wants to worship. I think even also Nigerian constitution make it very clear. He has his fundamental right. So you can't deprive him. If you do that, you're going contrary to even any worship I feel that you're believing. Thank you and God bless.
Thank you, Braid. Ken from Ubimini. Hi, Ken. Welcome to the sunny side.
Good afternoon, Dennis.
Good afternoon.
Your topic is very, very interesting. You see, religion is a choice. When a child is born into a family, he will grow up and see where his or her parents are worshiping. Therefore, whenever the child or the children grow up at the age of puberty, according to the
biological, okay.
Yes. They will decide on the way to follow if their parents are Muslim. They can make their choice. Tradition, they will make their choice. Christian, they will make their choice. But my advice is that every children or every child should follow their parents until they get the time to make their own decisions in their life activities. Thank you very much.
All right, then. Thank you, too. 0817-923-0002. And the WhatsApp and Telegram number remains 0809-030-6416. Like I always say, it's good to listen, but it's also better if you can be a part of a conversation as well. I look forward to hearing fresh voices on the subject matter on the table. And like I said, when you do call, a call screener is on standby to take your calls first before passing you on to me in the studio. I'd like to read some of your Facebook messages, starting with this one from Udoka Unkwai Kanke. I hope I got that correctly. I used to be a Christian because I was born into one, but now I am not a believer. Parents can introduce religion to their children till their children reach 18 years and choose if they want to continue or not. For me now, if I were to choose between Christianity and Islam, the two fastest religion, I would choose Islam because they are more organized. For me, when I have children, I won't introduce any religion to them. Instead, I will tell them that religion is education. Makachika Dike Nuba says, religion is evil. It has caused more trouble, so no one should introduce religion into his family. What Champion says, yes, they have to choose a genuine religion and not the one with many gods in one god. So how can you tell which religion is genuine? Bakel Menegar John says, I completely oppose teaching children to be religious-centered. First, a religion dogmatism is an attempt to make them narrow-minded. Instead, teach them the real-life belief, self-defense, tolerance, and skepticism. But hence, it's the right of a parent to pass their beliefs to their children. They should teach them about all the major religions and explain there is a little good, but a lot of bad in most religions. Monotheist in particular. Interesting. We'll come back to the messages. Real Gift is calling from Port Harcourt Town. Hi, Real Gift. Good afternoon. Did I say morning?
Good afternoon to you, Lady D2W.
Good afternoon.
Thank you. Well, on this issue, for me, I want to agree with a large percentage of our callers and even the messages that they get the level way to reach. The children will take that decision on their own. Because I'm a Christian, I will tell you the benefits of being a Christian. That if by tomorrow you decide, say, that you savvy, you understand my point. Definitely you're on your own because you're answerable to your Creator. So for me, while you are still with me, go along with me. Even if not be your mind, just go along with me. Believing that you will come when you become dependent. Whatever you want to believe in, you're on your own. That's how I look at this issue.
Okay. All right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you, too. Jones Peace on Facebook says, from childhood, you start inculcating religious lifestyle into them. Two, it's not out of play to choose a religion for them, although some may decide to choose their own religion when they become adults. But once they come back to the family house, they must maintain the family religion. If you're just joining us, welcome to the Sunny Side. If you've been with us, thank you for staying tuned up until this point. Now, the conversation we're currently having is children and religion. And I did start off by saying that for many of us, we belong to a certain religion because our parents belong to those religion. If our parents belong to a religion different from the one we saw them belong to, that is the religion we will automatically adopt. I mean, it's only natural that you either follow your parents to their places of worship, and that way you get indoctrinated. Till maybe years later, when you become mature, become self-aware, and you feel like you want to find truth for yourself. Some of you did not go to any place of worship growing up because your parents did not. On Sunday, your parents were home, so you stayed home with them. On Fridays, your parents never went to any place of worship, so you stayed home with them. No supreme being was mentioned in your home. If you ever had a supreme being, you head outside, and when you try to ask your parents about it, they didn't give you any concrete information. So you just went on. Yes, sometimes you snuck out of the house to join your friends who had invited you to one religious gathering or the other. But the moment your parents found that, you saw Premium Pepe. And that is how it was for you. Until you discovered what religion indeed was and the one you wanted to belong to. For others, you just followed. You obeyed without any questions asked. Zion from GRE, welcome to the Sunny Side. Go ahead.
Good afternoon to you, D-Square.
Good afternoon to you, Zion.
The way my parents brought me up in the way of religion, I get to understand that they are going to Catholic Church.
Catholic Church, okay.
And that is how it all began. So I started going there. They took me to church in the morning, bring me back in the afternoon. And they taught me precept by precept about my religion, my faith, and my belief. And as I grow older, I get to understand and identify the truth in what I believe. And my father, in his own wisdom, also directs my path in the way of our fathers. On Friday mornings or Saturday evenings, he will call us as the meal, give us the alcohol, we will do our libation. By praying to God Almighty to bless my sisters, bless my community, bless what I do, that is how I've been brought up. And look at the way they taught me. As a man, I started identifying that there are other religions too. I started also studying them, even though I did not belong to them. Because I have to test and see if they are appropriate. But I found that the faith my parents introduced to me remains the ultimate to me.
Okay, so Mrs. Zion, I have to let you go now. We need to go on a commercial break. Thank you very much. All right, welcome back to the Sunny Side. I'd like to go through some of your messages. Soki Fubara from Pataka says, children are meant to be guided and not to be given the leeway to choose. There's a reason they say, dear parents / guardian, don't allow to choose anyhow behavior. Oyibo has allowed their children to choose their gender and is shocking. As Africans, as a child, you're subjected to choose the culture, to choose the language, to choose a lot. Except for food, I may decide to give you food that you prefer, that tickles your taste bud, which I may not like. Okay. I shake my head when I hear certain comments. The idea that because a child was formulated from your sperm or they rented your womb to get into this world means the child has no choice but to do your bidding is ridiculous. Some of you will need serious shock absorber to handle what is coming. Gen Z and Gen A gonna show you pepper. And who told one caller that every person who is into traditional worship does ritual killing? Some of you publicly carrying a certain religion on your head, envy, gang up to lie against others, even on social media, and pervert the cause of justice. All that is bloodshed, but you think you're better than a traditional worshipper? I laugh. Anonymous. Okay. So Anonymous, can you help us answer the two questions I asked? When is the appropriate time to introduce religion to your child, whatever religion it is? And after all, it's a fundamental human right, the right to worship. Abi? Uh-huh. Is it still appropriate for parents to choose a religion for their children? I will come back to this conversation after trending stories at one. So do stick around and I'll come back and read a lot of your messages. Okay, I think I can quickly read this one. Didi, I was forcefully indoctrinated by my family into one of the two major religions in Nigeria. But as a grown-up man with a child, I don't practice any religion. I told my daughter to study different religions and make her choice when she turns 18. Right now, she identifies as none. But despite the fact that she attends a Christian school where Christian is forced on the children, she says she'll become an agnostic when she grows up. Chief Obo Owen. So you see, when we come back from the news break, I will come to Chief's message. And there's something I want to pick from it. You see how schools will tell you that if you want to be a student of this school, you have to go by everything being done in the school. We'll come back to this. My name is Denise Dennis-Walu, and back to our conversation, children and religion. We're about to round off. Don't worry. I mean, in the next 5-10 minutes, we'll be done. Nearly 86% of the world's population is religious. some people are even more religious than human, if you ask me, including all religions, you know. In numerous countries, religion guides social behavior and plays a significant role in daily life, including for children. Religion is very important for many societies. It allows children to learn morals and answers questions regarding life and death, relationships between people and their place in the world, and notions of good and evil. The major religions are all based on ideals of wisdom, solidarity, and justice. And all this is transmitted to children by their family, school, and society so that they may become wise and respectful. I said I was going to go back to the response of one of our listener, Chief Edwin, because yes, indeed, some schools have played a huge part in determining the religion of children. I think one of my colleagues once said that in a particular school, they were doing prayer and fasting. And I asked myself, prayer and fasting, does that mean every child that attends that school would participate in prayer and fasting, whether or not they believe in prayer and fasting, or their religion does prayer and fasting? And doesn't it take away the child's right to, you know, be other things other than religious? The basic thing a school is supposed to teach or is supposed to do is, you know, educate the child. Why encapsulate the activities around the school in religion? So some of the items you ever want to bring to school, they will tell you, bring this one, bring that one. The school has a chapel. You have to be at the chapel. The school will do morning devotion, or is it morning assembly? And they will do things that only concerns a particular religion. And then your child comes home and is telling you about things that you never told the child. And some parents get angry and actually go and confront the school to let their child be. Others feel, well, when you are in Rome, you have to behave like the Romans. So when you are in school, you have to behave like other students. But you see, subtly, doctrines are being passed to these children. Subtly, they are being indoctrinated, some way, somehow, in some beliefs and practices. But then again, the child spends more time, or should spend more time, with the parents. The parents will be their greatest influence for a vast majority of the time. So you tell me, are you still one who thinks that you as the parent should choose a religion for your child? Your word is the best, you know best, you understand best. And when do you think is the appropriate time to introduce religion to your child? So back to your messages. I don't know, Bionyeka Chikesi says, train up a child in the way that he should go, and when he is grown up, he will not depart from it. The best time to introduce religion to your child is from birth. Remember, you are in your religion because it works for you, and every parent wants to introduce what works for them to their child. No doubt, religion is good, but moral principles and discipline are better. With the latter, no girl child will do prostitution and no boy child will do armed robbery or yahoo yahoo. But when you front religion to your child, for example, Christianity, and your general overseer or pastor misbehaves, the fate of your children will be dashed forever. If there's nothing to mother the fate of your children in religion, the battles ensued by finances and leadership positions in our religion is enough to make them lose grip of what they believe. Fake prophets are not left out here. They could make your children believe your God is fake, but with principles, they'll be able to dictate every evil dealings by anyone. My name is Steve Ade. Okay, I think this message is for our Lagos station, because I'm seeing Joyce here. This one says, I don't know about the right age to introduce religion, because I'm very against lying to my precious children or indoctrinating them into anything that encourages them to drop their own power and stops them from asking questions. No one religion has all the answers, no matter how fervently its adherents want to believe or hold onto its tenets. So there is no way I'm brainwashing my children to believe that a heavily edited book that was transliterated and put together by men from a different generation, then translated into multiple languages, is the be-all and end-all. Despite the fact that my daughter is not a Christian, there's no Christian song she doesn't know because of her school. They first had to lead praise and worship. Chief Obi Owen. Wow. Now that's false. Keyword, false. Good afternoon, Didi. What does a child determine his or her gender? Are we going into this, really? This has nothing to do with gender. What does a child determine? Your gender is not determined. Your gender is obvious. It's visible to the blind and audible to the deaf. If you're born female, you're female. If you're born male, you're male. From scan, they can even tell that this is your gender. You see your gender. When you see features that are, what's the word I'm looking for now? That are in line with your gender, you just know. I know I'm a lady. Please, let's not even go there. A child should determine gender. Biologically, your gender is assigned to you naturally. It comes naturally to you. I mean, for the most part of it, that is what I know. So I should go and tell Bob Risky. Oh, please. Please. I see where you're getting at. I understand where you're getting at. But in every real sense of it, biology is biology. Are we going to argue with biology? Are we also going to argue with that? You tell me. All right, so I think this would be a right time to end this conversation. And thank you all so much for being a part of it. A message here says, if you attend certain schools, you attend the church. But at home, your parents attend a different church. But at the end, when you're grown up, you choose. Or when you're married, you attend your husband's church. Have you seen pastors who do not even... they don't, what's the word I'm looking for? Partners that don't, one is not a Christian or one is a Muslim. Oh yeah, I know someone, she's my friend. Her mom is Christian, her father is a Muslim. They're still married till today. She decided to be a Christian. She decided to follow her mom's path and be a Christian. Good afternoon, Denise. For religion, it should be introduced from the very beginning. As for this thing about choice, it is self-deception to think we can be free of influence. This one, religious end up substituting it with someone else. I believe humans are made to worship. If it isn't spiritual, it becomes social, political, athletic, material. Thinking we can be free from religion can be quite delusional in itself. Someone says, just joining, I don't late. Oh, yeah, sorry, all. Welcome, all. And indeed, you are late. So, it is not a lie that religious authorities can play an important role in improving the application of the rights of a child. As influential and respected members of their communities, religious leaders can encourage the actions and development of protection of the children. But sadly, there are some religions that... what's the word I'm looking for? That do not see anything wrong with certain... frowned at practices on children. But you see, the truth is they also possess the necessary influence to stop these practices, these customs, these sources of violence and discrimination against children. I mean, there are some religions today that are okay, or some cultures that are okay with child brides. I mean, it's something that we've talked about for a very long time here on Nigeria Info or any of the other media platforms. The truth of the matter is we've all been blessed with a power of choice. And while as parents and guardians, we feel like we know best, I think sometimes it becomes necessary for you to allow them the right to choose. Sometimes it becomes necessary for you to let them make the mistakes on their own and learn. The truth of the matter is, even if you feel the need to introduce, how about you also let them find out things on their own? Good afternoon, Denise. For religion, it should be introduced. I think I've seen this message. Lil, I attend your husband's church. My husband attends Catholic Mass sometimes. I don't go to church at all, except maybe when there's an event and I want to support my husband. and our marriage is stronger than those of some couples around us who are both pastors in their own churches. Okay, now that's enough. Thank you. Thank you. And thank you.